notes about the history of the grant programs in the state of Alaska showed that most of the community-based programs and those grant programs are funded at a 25% match in all other areas. The program that we're addressing, the alcoholism and drug abuse grants, is somewhat of an anomaly in that the percentage match was dropped to 10% at over some time in the requiring only a 10% local match. This brings this program into alignment with most of the other grant programs provided by the state.
Further debate? Seeing none, the question before the Senate is, shall Senate Bill 124 pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Secretary will lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will tally the roll.
11 yeas, 8 nays.
By a vote of 11 yeas, 8 nays, Senate Bill 124 has passed the Senate. Mr. Minority Leader.
Please.
Brief at ease. Senate come back to order. Mr. Majority Leader.
I move the effective date clause, Mr. President.
There is a motion to move the effective date clause. Senators, there is objection. Senators may proceed to vote. Senator Wilken. Secretary will lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will tally the roll.
12 yeas, 7 nays.
So by a vote of 12 yeas, 7 nays, the effective date clause has failed. Brings us down to citations. Senator Elton.
I serve notice of reconsideration on my vote on SB 123.
Notice of reconsideration on Senate Bill 123. Oh, Mr. Minority Leader.
Thank you. Mr. President, I serve notice of reconsideration on my vote on Senate Bill 124.
124. Madam Secretary.
Citations. Commemorating Law Enforcement Memorial Day, May 9th, 2003, honoring Ralph W. Perdue.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the citation. Move that the citation calendar be approved as read by the Senate Secretary.
Without objection, the Senate citation calendar is adopted. Citations are approved. That completes the daily calendar. Under unfinished business, if the members would remember to leave their packets on the desk in case things come up under reconsideration. We'll have the information on the desk. Also, just wanted to clarify, early today, I think we had good debate, very orderly. I was keeping a list of the individuals that who had stood up. Depending on how things go, the weight of the calendar that day, I will be holding members to Mason's 102, which allows members to speak, each member to speak once on a motion. But I'd like to have a little bit of flexibility on that. It's just that when we have bigger calendars and issues where I know most members do want to have their say, I will be keeping track of who has stood up to debate. Do we have any other unfinished business? Senator Wilken.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 139 be waived from Senate Finance. It was expected, the title of the bill is An Act Repealing the Termination Date of the Alaska Salmon Price Report Program. It has no fiscal impact and therefore does not need to come to the Finance Committee, and I have the approval of all committee members.
Okay, without objection, that bill. Senator Wilken, will you say the name again? Or the title, or the number, excuse me.
Senate Bill 139.
139 will be waived from Finance. Senator Bundy.
Mr. President, move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call of the House from the Senate to this House. From plain time evening April 11th to evening plain time April 13th.
Without objection. Was that for personal or state business?
I'm sorry, personal business.
Personal business. Without objection, the Senator will be excused. Can we have a brief at ease? Senate come back to order. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. Move and ask unanimous consent that Senator Terrio, the President, be excused on Sunday, April 13th till a.m. plain time for state business.
Without objection, I will be excused. Do we have other unfinished business? Seeing none, brings us down to announcements. Senator Wilken.
Thank you, Mr. President. The budget, the subcommittee for the Senate Finance Budget on the Education. I'm trying to get it out. Don't look at me, and I'll get this all out. Anyhow, we had a meeting at 5:30 scheduled to close out the budget. We're trying to get that done tomorrow, so I'll post it just as soon as I can get Senator from Anchorage and Senator from Eagle River together to do that. So we'll post it as soon as possible. Sometime tomorrow.
Thank you. Senator Gary Stevens.
Mr. President, the State Affairs will be changing a meeting on Tuesday, April 15th. We'll be meeting from 9 a.m. to 11 in the Butrovich Room.
And that's a change from afternoon meeting time to the morning that day. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Department of Public Safety Finance Subcommittee will do closeout tomorrow at 8:30 a.m. in Senate Finance. Thank you.
Ooh, that's me, right?
That's you, yeah.
Other announcements? And now that brings us down to special orders. Do we have special orders today? Senator Ogun.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent that we can do a special order on our governor.
Special order on the governor. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. President. As we all know, our governor is hospitalized at this point with putting a little bit of hardware in some arteries. And we just wanted to ask people to remember him in our prayers and wish him well and hope that makes a speedy recovery to come back. And I'm certainly glad that there's skilled physicians that are around to do that sort of thing. Anyway, just want to. I know I've been keeping him in my prayers, and I hope everybody else does too, and everyone that's listening or watching on TV do the same. So thank you very much.
Do we have any other special orders? Seeing none, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. Move the Senate stand and adjourn until 10 a.m. Friday, April the 11th.
10 a.m. Friday.